unofficialmills.co.uk.
Actually, Jo Wiley did a brilliant job last night.
I knew she would. I had every faith in her.
On the audition panel. She didn't do, we didn't watch any football or text anybody.
Really?
Yeah, she was highly professional. I thought the beluga caviar and Doritos request was a little bit much, but apart from that, she was really, really good. So thank you very much to Jo for coming along and judging our auditions for One Night in Laura in Nottingham last night.
One Night with Laura.
One Night with Laura.
Yes, you did,
okay.
Yeah.
That's One Night with Laura. Sorry, a bit tired. So now...
Are you?
Yeah. Now we're in Newcastle.
Just gloss over that, keep going.
And it's day four, and we're holding some more auditions tonight. Oh, I've gone really red.
You have again.
Right. Blackout Bees, pump it. We're auditioning some more people tonight, so men of Newcastle, make sure you come to the audition later. Roll up, roll up. So, Mary is on the judging panel tonight, off of the diary. Laura's sister, hi there.
Good morning.
Now, there's a slight problem.
What?
They've just told me, well, you were supposed to have a hotel room, right?
Yeah.
There aren't any left.
Right.
So, you're going to...
You can have my bunk. Because I won't be here tonight. Have my bunk. See, now, it's 2 days since I farted in it. It's fine.
Are you joking?
No, it's fine.
Are you actually joking?
Yeah.
Seriously, there's no hotels. They were going to book you one, but they forgot. Oh, how convenient.
Thanks. Cheers.
All right. 12 blokes in charge of organising one hotel room, and they forgot just to get a girl on the bus. Rubbish.
Well, and Laura's on the bus as well, Scott. You just insulted Laura.
Well, you know what I mean. I think it's a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
I don't think there was ever a hotel booked. So, Mary is on the judging panel tonight, off of the diary. Laura's sister, hi there.
Good morning.
Now, there's a slight problem.
What?
They've just told me, well, you were supposed to have a hotel room, right?
Yeah.
There aren't any left.
Right.
So, you're going to...
You can have my bunk. Because I won't be here tonight. Have my bunk. See, it's 2 days since I farted in it. It's fine.
Are you joking?
No, it's fine.
Are you actually joking?
Yeah.
Seriously, there's no hotels. They were going to book you one, but they forgot. Oh, how convenient.
Thanks. Cheers.
All right. 12 blokes in charge of organising one hotel room, and they forgot. Just to get a girl on the bus. Rubbish.
Well, and Laura's on the bus as well, Scott. You just insulted Laura.
Well, you know what I mean. I think it's a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
I don't think there was ever a hotel booked. So, Mary is on the judging panel tonight, off of the diary. Laura's sister, hi there.
Good morning.
Now, there's a slight problem.
What?
They've just told me, well, you were supposed to have a hotel room, right?
Yeah.
There aren't any left.
Right.
So, you're going to...
You can have my bunk. Because I won't be here tonight. Have my bunk. See, it's 2 days since I farted in it. It's fine.
Are you joking?
No, it's fine.
Are you actually joking?
Yeah.
Seriously, there's no hotels. They were going to book you one, but they forgot. Oh, how convenient.
Thanks. Cheers.
All right. 12 blokes in charge of organising one hotel room, and they forgot. Just to get a girl on the bus. Rubbish.
Well, and Laura's on the bus as well, Scott. You just insulted Laura.
Well, you know what I mean. I think it's a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
I don't think there was ever a hotel booked. Yes. All about you, Laura. All about
you. It really is, isn't it?
One Night with Laura on Radio 1. More auditions tonight in Newcastle. We're trying to find... It'd be nice to have a nice Geordie lad, wouldn't it?
I'd love that, yeah.
Okay, you love the accent, don't you?
Yeah, I really like Anton Dex, so if they're listening, then... No? Okay.
No.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 if you'd like to see all of the stuff we've got online. There is so much on there. Video diaries, some really good photos. You can see me having water poured on my head by Jo Wiley in a spontaneous random attack last night.
Sid Waddell, the darts commentator's a Geordie. What about him?
Yep.
He could take you all over the country going to darts events.
Is he slightly fat?
No, he's not that fat. He's about 70. Oh. But, you know.
All right, okay.
Never say
Everybody's
never.
Welcome
exactly,
to audition.
You know.
Plenty of room. Right, now we tried to book a table for you in your new, like, celebrity role.
Yeah.
And phone round a few places in Newcastle earlier.
Sure.
This is the first place we rang.
Good afternoon, how can I help?
Hi, my name's Mark, and I'm Laura's personal assistant.
Right.
You know Laura?
Laura.
Off of the diary?
No.
Laura's diary, it's a phenomenon. How rude.
That was a good start.
How rude. She didn't even hear me out, did she? and then we tried another one.
Good afternoon, go for the restaurant.
Hi, my name's Mark Chapman, and I'm Laura's personal assistant.
Laura who?
You know Laura. Off the diary.
Oh, yes.
You know, you've heard of that?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, okay.
Brilliant.
Why are you pretending to be me?
Hmm?
Why are you pretending to be
me? I just find it's best to use your name in these situations. Right, and on this one, unbelievably, we explained who Laura was, and despite never having heard of her at all, they were quite open to our demands.
Is there a kind of area we can rope off?
It's not a problem at all.
Really?
Not a problem.
Because it's quite important that Laura isn't bothered by any of the normos, because you know what they're like. So, I mean, could you give me a rough idea of how close Laura would be to any actual normos?
About 8-10 feet.
And how many normos would there be in the restaurant?
Anything up to 40 or 50 people.
Okay. Are there any steps in the restaurant?
For the actual serving area, restaurant area, no.
Any steps that she would have to walk up?
Maybe.
Right, that's the problem, is she doesn't do stairs.
Maybe one.
Oh, okay, but we, at a push, I think that's okay, we could lift her, probably. Do you have any white flowers in the restaurant?
White flowers?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's good, because they remind her of death. And if she sees a white flower, she just screams, death, death, and that's not good at a restaurant, is it, really? Because the normos would think you poisoned her. So, no... Seriously, no white flowers.
No.
See? That's it, right? So even though you're a blatant nobody, you can actually get star treatment in a restaurant.
Did well, though.
Yeah? So that's where we're going tonight. Nice roped off area, away from any normos.
Brilliant.
About 8 to 10 feet away, that's far enough, right?
One step, no flowers.
That's right, brilliant. Bob's your uncle. 5:21, this is Radio 1 on tour. Right, so, we had Lee at the, Nottingham auditions last night for One Night with Laura. As you just heard, he, came in full camouflage gear, and he was a big lad, wasn't he, eh?
He was really big, wasn't he?
Why not describe him for us?
Well, he had a rucksack on as well, and, like, a camouflage trouser and a top combo, and even his face was camouflaged out.
He was, seriously, he sure
That's
was...
That's a good look, isn't it, if you're trying to impress
him? Yeah. He sure was hot, and I wanted to find out more. Okay, so why are you here today?
Basically, because I'm an adult instructor in the Army Cadet Force, so I work with kids. One of the adult instructors entered me, to be fair. No offence, but... And I'm up for any laugh, to be fair.
Okay.
And, here I am now.
So, someone else entered him. Here we are. And,
To be fair.
More from Lee. And what do you like about Laura?
Like I said, humour. Like, there's not many people I know, or you'd get to meet, that would have the balls to do what she does. Like, yesterday, £20 million in the car, and I'm lesbian sketch has me going. The personal favourite... no, not like that. Yeah. There I am in my works, man, like...
He likes her balls, and the I'm a lesbian sketch got him going.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. And what kind of girls do you normally go for?
Anybody that talks to me. No, not really. Not really. No, the ones with sort of personality like myself, as you can tell, I'm quite a loud personality and up for a laugh, like, and that's the kind of person I go for, yeah.
He was, he really was something else. I actually bumped into him in the loo as well, in full camouflage gear. I thought to myself, how are you going to actually do that? Because it was really quite difficult access, if you see what I'm saying.
How did he?
I didn't stay around and watch, did I? Okay, Laura's dad.
Oh, Lord. This is one I've been listening Mondays and Tuesdays.
Be scared.
Cracking.
Lee, how on earth do you think Laura is going to be impressed when you're dressed like a prat?
Okay. If you want me to walk in here is with all my YSL cardigans and my YSL jeans and all bling bling, I could.
So you're quite bling normally then? When you're out of...
Well, if you wanted me to come in here smart, I could come in here smart, like... Really? Not a chav, like, let's get this clear, like, for all of us in front of us. I ain't a chav, like...
Come
I don't
want
with a Burberry jacket, like, you know?
Any inkling as to whether we put him through or not yet?
I think it'll be a no, to be honest. I think Laura's dad will say no, Joe will say no, and you'll probably say yes.
Okay. Joe Wiley had another question.
What do you drink, Lee, when you go out?
Not that much, actually, because I'm on Weight Watchers and I have to think of the points.
You go to Weight Watchers?
Well, yeah, because, like, as active as I am, you have to sort of, like, think you're 21 points, mate, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and that's only 7 points, so you can't have that all in one night, you know?
So, what do you think the verdict was?
I think you said yes, I think Joe and their dad said no.
Okay.
So I said no.
Here it is.
I mean, I've got to admire your bottle, I must say. I mean,
thanks.
You showed imagination, but I'm sorry, I can't allow
no
it
worries.
To... No, I'm sorry.
It's a no from you, right?
A definite no.
I like you, Lee. I think you're really funny. You've got to be quite sensitive as well.
Thanks.
And you have got bottles, so I'm saying yes. I like you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like you, so it's a yes from me.
Thank you. Is that a yes, sir?
Yes!
That's true.
Hey!
I just don't understand Joe Wiley.
I saw him outside afterwards, he's like, I can't believe you put me through. That's brilliant. Quality, mate.
Welcome to the auditions in Nottingham very soon. One Night with Laura, Radio 1. She says she's We're in Newcastle at the moment. I'm going,
yes,
mad, I'm going,
are,
mad,
yeah.
I'm going mad, I'm going mad, I'm going mad, I'm going mad, I'm going mad. Right, I want you to hear some more of the auditions from last night in Nottingham, where we met a really quite special bunch of people last night.
Okay.
Like this guy called Chris, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll play our game again where you guess whether we put him through or not,
okay.
Right? First of all, he came in to the audition room. It's just like on X Factor when they
yeah.
come in. There's a panel of judges in a room, like X Factor or Pop Idol or Pop Stars, or Pop Stars The Rivals,
the Rivals, yeah.
or Fame Academy,
yeah.
or Soap Star, Superstar,
Fame Academy,
Dancing
Common
on
Relief
Ice.
Edition.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just like all of those. God, I'm losing it, I'll tell you. Right, and he wanted to impress Laura and did that with a spot of crafty balloon modelling.
Well, I've just got something for Laura. Can I just give it to her, please?
Do you want to?
Obviously, trick balloon.
Ah. Ah, that's a horrible noise.
Okay, Laura, that's from me.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Okay, I'll stand on a heart-shaped mat for you now. Don't worry.
Is this supposed to be what that's supposed to be?
Not great on the radio, is it, balloon modelling, really? It's
no.
just quite an annoying noise.
Very horrible noise.
Yeah. Right, after that, things got a little bit more sinister.
Tonight, I've got a bed of nails.
Right.
You see. And if it's all right with you guys, I actually need a bit of panel participation. Would that be okay?
I'm not doing that, but Laura's dad will. Or Laura.
Is that all right, Laura's dad? And obviously, as I'm trying to impress Laura, I think it's very important that she takes part as well.
Okay, cool.
Daddy?
Everyone started to get slightly worried at this point, and you can see our security guard just kind of slightly clench up a little bit.
Did he?
Yeah.
Would you guys like to see Laura's dad lie on this bed of nails?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did you get Joe Wiley there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
We oh,
were.
Yes.
Yeah. So then, he's got a bed of nails, right?
Yeah.
And, he lies like some really thick carpet on the bed of nails.
Right.
Before Laura's dad actually goes on it. So it's actually completely pointless. Absolutely pointless at all. But then, he takes the carpet off the nails, and things start to kind of liven up a little bit.
You want to see me take off my top and lie on the bed of nails?
Yes!
I'd like that.
Would you like me to lie down on the bed of nails with my top off?
Yes, I would.
Yes! Yes.
So there we are. That was Chris and his bed of nails and his balloon modelling.
Man of many talents.
Ah! Laura! Stop! Laura! Ah! You're hurting me!
That's when he got Laura to stand on him.
Right.
When he was on the bed of nails.
Ah! Laura! Stop! Laura! Ah! You're hurting me!
What a hilarious prankster he is, isn't he? So, Chris, what do you think? Did we put him through or did we not put him through? Do you think he's a good boyfriend for Laura?
He sounds like the kind of person who might have a dungeon. So I would say, no, you didn't put it. I would be astonished if you put this man through.
I think
through.
That's the first one you've got right today. Congratulations.
Right.
We did not put Chris through. And horrible trousers. I mean, seriously, I like a joke. What were they? Really disgusting. Check him out online. See the pictures. More auditions tonight, where we are now in Newcastle. Right, last night in Nottingham, I'd like you to meet Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Good evening.
Welcome to the auditions.
Thank you.
Why have you entered this competition?
Well, I had a look on the website and I saw Laura's lovely smiling face. I've been out with a couple of girls who other people might say have the face like a back of a bus, but never tried to go out on a date with a girl whose photo is on the back of a bus. Mm.
Okay.
God, that could have gone so wrong.
It really
could. Well done for trying.
Yeah, you recovered well.
Yeah.
Joe Wiley was great last night. She was so good. Not as good as you, of course.
Well, I don't believe you. No, I don't believe you.
So, made a bit of a joke. Good start, I think, for Ben.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll do our guessing game again, yeah, where you guess whether he's got through or not,
yeah.
right? But a good start, bit of a joke. GSOH.
Good sense of humour. Yeah.
GCH. Gas Central Heating.
FFD. fungal foot disease.
But then he wasn't sure about his previous girlfriends. How many girlfriends have you had?
Two or three, depending on your definition, but definitely two, possibly three.
All right. How old are you?
28.
No, the third girl, what was her name?
I'm not at liberty to say.
How do you know what her name was?
I know the names.
Okay.
So he wasn't quite sure at all. And they're still going quite well, I think. He's making us laugh, you know what I mean, Ben is. But he did have a musical instrument with him.
Right.
Would you like to try and guess what that was?
A guitar?
No.
A oboe?
Why would you bring an oboe to a One Night with Laura audition?
Well, tell me, Scott, why would you bring a bed of nails?
Okay.
A harp?
No.
This could... a mouth organ?
No.
Flute?
626 on Radio 1.
Recorder?
More music coming soon.
Trombone?
No.
Tuba? Violin? No. Cello?
I'm just waiting for you to run out.
Piano?
No. Did bring a lovely blue accordion.
Right.
Check it out.
What extrovert's instrument you've got around your neck?
Most accordions are sort of black or pearly finish. I actually bought this second hand because when I bought it, I'd never played one before.
So it's a sparkly turquoise one?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you going to do with it?
Ever since I was a child, I've always wanted to play the accordion really badly, and now I can play the accordion really badly, so...
Brilliant!
I'll play a little tune. You probably heard the tune. I didn't write it. Somebody else did, and I wrote some words to go with it.
Imagine if he wins. There he is, in Paris, with Laura and his accordion.
It's all about you. It's all about you. The other day I heard your words on the radio. From the pen pages of your diary, all about you. Then Scott Mills announced his plans he was going to take a bus all round the UK. It's all about you. Guys, and I hope you will know that it's true when you look into my eyes. Oh, grab a pen and write these words in your diary. No longer am I alone, I found someone new.
Right, at this point, this is kind of like a musical bit, yeah?
Yeah, instrumental
no singing,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. And he's pulling real muso faces like it's some kind of heavy metal guitar project. Really feeling it, man.
I'm hoping you will pick me from the other guy. And I hope you will know that it's true when you look into my eyes. So, next time people hear your words on the radio, you'll be saying with a smile that the trip was all worthwhile. Folks, don't touch that dial. It's all about
Finn. So that was Ben.
I'm clapping here.
Yeah, you are. You big freak.
I know.
That was Ben and his lush blue accordion. So what do you reckon, chappers? Yes or no?
Oh, please, please tell me you put him through.
Joe?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes from me.
Yes, go on. It's fine. It's lovely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Ben.
Yay. Yay.
Well, you had to. He'd made such an effort. I'd want him to win, actually, I think, at the moment.
He's my favourite so far.
Just because I can imagine the online pictures of him with his accordion and Laura in Paris. With riot police in the background. All the people on the One Night with Laura auditions last night in Nottingham, all the people we put through, came into the room at the end, and Laura then chose which one goes through to the final next week. Now, I had some wine at this stage, and I would not shut up.
First of all, I'd like to say thanks very much for coming.
In my eyes, you're all winners.
But... excuse me. The winner for One Night in Laura... From...
Oops.
Yay!
Right, well done, Laura. She didn't actually realise what she'd said at all. The wine was on.
And the winner for one night in Nottingham.
That was take two. I think that could be what we do next. Maybe next year we can what? Go around. We can run on a bus all around the country, looking for one person to spend one night in Nottingham. Think about it. And then finally, we got there after one night in Laura and one night in Nottingham. We got there.
And the winner for one night in Nottingham.
Well, no, that's the wrong one again.
That's your well done.
It's all going very well. Right, we got there in the end.
And the winner for tonight is. Ben, congratulations.
Well done, Ben. And your accordion.
Right choice.
You are through to the final next week. Everyone had gone home by now.
I'm not.
Obviously.
Just you and Joe swaying along, were you?
Ben, congratulations.
Brought a tear to my eye.